people take to the streets, and they really feel they own them. These are our streets. I love books that celebrate that relationship. And I think one of them is New Orleans Streets, A Walker's Guide to Neighborhood Architecture. That's Stephanie Bruno's block by block look at parts of the city. And then there's Cityscapes by Richard Campanella.
Campanella is just a walking encyclopedia, and I've done panels with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do the Q&A at the end, and somebody will ask a very obscure question, and it's like this filing cabinet in his brain opens up. And
it's true.
I'm in awe. One of my favorite essays that he wrote, which was shortly after the Saints Super Bowl victory, was using New Orleans as a metaphor and how previously a lot of politicians, government officials, etc., were trying to define New Orleans as a tragedy, a sinkhole, a money pit, essentially. And it was New Orleanians who kind of turned it on his head and started using New Orleans as a metaphor for culture and joy and individuality and creativity. And Campanella's research is always so interesting because he will take maps or take geography and take data that you don't think about or don't consider and put it into a way that makes you view things from a different light. And that's mm-hmm. always been one of my favorite traits of his. He took Judith Schaefer, who was one of my favorite historians, who
yes.
wrote a lot about, she wrote a lot about the brothels and prostitutes, pre-Storyville, mostly in antebellum era. Mm-hmm. And he took and mapped the different, I don't want to say sex crimes, that were done and created maps of different areas of, you know, high profile for brothels and explained, you know, why these were important and why these were here and what that meant.
And then one other book that's gotten its own biography is The Incomparable Magazine Street by John McGill, with Margot Landon's photos.
John McGill, he's such an excellent historian and was such an asset to the Historic New Orleans collection. And I know he basically wrote about when the streetcars were taken off Magazine
right.
Street. These are just little things you don't think about. That's when everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it became this great, you know, walking venue. And it's not been taken over by chains. And it's local shop owners. And it's wonderful.
One of the things about our streets that just cracks me up is the way they appear in fiction. You know, it's always, they're impossible intersections. My friend Diana Pinkley and I used to keep a list of impossible intersections in fiction that people had just created whole cloth, you know, and it's just, but we love our names, we do, and we love our neighborhoods too. And you've brought along a book that celebrates neighborhoods in New Orleans as well.
Yes, it's New Orleans Neighborhoods by Maggie Boccinelli. And it's just this wonderful, very kind of tribute, beautiful tribute to the different neighborhoods. And she spent a lot of time researching. There's a lot of individual interviews in there with families who have been on these neighborhoods for generations. And, you know, speaking of Campanella again, who will argue what the 73 neighborhoods mean? Do they actually exist? What are these boundaries? And people get very passionate about where they live, what their neighborhood is. And do and don't sometimes go with the city guidelines. But Maggie does a wonderful job of explaining, you know, why it's important, where its legacy came from, where its heritage are from, what makes it unique and special. And of course, every neighborhood in New Orleans is unique and special.
A lot of love stories in that book.
Yes.
Oh, we've been talking with Sally Asher, the author of Hope in New Orleans, A History of Crescent City Street Names, about books about New Orleans streets for the Reading Life's Tricentennial Reading List. Sally, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellis Foundation, the John Burton Harder Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.